Good afternoon. The date is April 27th, 2017. The time is 4:46 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Thursday. I'm just getting home from work. The missus is getting home, and we're each having, I don't know, what's this called? A truly spiked and sparkling, crisp and refreshing. And it has, what, 5% alcohol. So it tastes really good. It's a pomegranate. I like the grapefruit. This is a sort of an afternoon beverage there, coming home from work, both myself and the missus there. But wanted to get some audio up for today because I sort of been wanting to do this particular audio because it's an anniversary of sort, as you can tell from the title and the audio art there that I've placed with this Boo that's here on the program, formerly known as Audio Boo. I'm actually recording it on the old audio application of that platform on my iPad Mini. I'm not sure what version it is. It's not the current version, but it's a version that I turn my automatic updates off, just like I did for Anchor. So I still have Anchor 1 on my iPad Mini here. And I'm going to probably echo this over to my bumpers audio account as well, so it'll be the same thing. So if you're listening to this on bumpers, this originated from that program formerly known as Audio Boo, but I'm going to manually upload, clip it to bumpers. But this week of sorts, the Lord of the Rings Online, which is a game, it's an MMO based epic fantasy series game that I've been playing for quite some time. It's actually, this week marks its 10th anniversary. And it launched this week back in 2007. And I actually started playing this game prior to the actual release date of, it was April 24th, 2007, actually, the actual release date. And I was in the beta prior to that. I'm not sure if it was 3 months before or 6 months, but I was involved in the beta of this game, and it made me want to upgrade. I had to upgrade my PC that I had at the time, which was a little bit pricey back then, but the game was well worth it, and I've been with it for 10 years, my 10-year anniversary on a game. How many people do you know can say they've been on the same MMO game for 10 years? This game is 10 years old. The company that is running it now is called Standing Stone Games, which recently took it over from Turbine, who's had it for a number of years. And it's celebrating an actual milestone here, being its 10th anniversary. Now, the anniversary festival, as it is called, that's going on right now, everyone gets a free assortment of in-game fireworks along with the gift that are sorted with their account status, free versus paid. I've been doing the paid. I'm a VIP. I've been a VIP from the very beginning. This game is, you can play it for free, and there's quite an extensive amount of areas that you can play for free. You just got to download the client, and I highly recommend it if you're a J.R.R. Tolkien fan and you like all the things that have to do with Middle Earth. But for this anniversary, players will also find new quests and other events to take place to mark the occasion, which from the audio art, you can see that that's a picture I post up on my Twitter timeline the other night where I was playing the game, and I actually got some enough anniversary coins, I think it was 15, that I cashed in for a golden dragon kite. And that's a big thing. The kite is just new this year, so I saw that and I said, I got to get one of those. So I have three characters. My main character, where I had him running around doing various tasks and quests to gather up as payment those anniversary golden tokens that I cashed in. So it was pretty fun doing that. Let's see. The Lord of the Rings online game has been continually updated since the 2007. They have various, when they add a map on, there's an update, and there's an update. The most recent patch or game update is called Battle of the Battle Black Gate, which is the Black Gate right there before you enter Mordor. And added new content set at the steps of Sauron's holdout. So it's got up to that point, and it's taken 10 years. I've been playing it quite extensively. I don't play it as much. I usually get on it a couple times a week. But when this was first out, I was playing this every single night. It would drive the missus batty as far as get off that damn computer playing that game. But I really enjoy it. It's a fun game. It's a fun environment. It's well worth what I pay. I think I pay, $9 a month and whatnot. And I really appreciate the people that are at the Lord of the Rings Online team there at Standing Stone. This past week, they also have they had a live stream for 12 hours and stuff like that. And if you're interested, if you don't want to take the dive into downloading the game and you're curious on what the game consists of, go to the Lord of the Rings Online, LOTRO, on YouTube and check out their YouTube channel. Very extensive list of people that live stream from the Lord of the Rings Online Twitch account, and it gives you a very a great idea of what the game is all about and what the game looks like, the aspects of the game. I have done a couple of Periscopes concerning the game. I was going to do one for the anniversary, but I just don't have the time. The time I do have on the game, it's my personal time to play, and I don't want to share it with anybody because it takes too long setting up that Periscope and all that. But I plan on doing some of that down the line and whatnot. So, but if you want to get a general idea what the game is like, go visit the LOTRO's Lord of the Rings Online, LOTRO, LOTRO. That's what they call the game, LOTRO. YouTube channel also, and you'll get a great idea. So I wanted to mark this with an audio here because I love doing all things audio, and this program, formerly known as Audioboo, as I stated before, is my primary audio platform that I like placing content, even though it may not get that many hits and whatnot. I still like the format. I did an audio yesterday concerning the Audioboo, and I made some comments over there on that audio program called Anchor. And like I said, I'm going to be echoing this audio over onto my bumpers, which is another new audio platform, which I enjoy, but it's going to be my secondary. Anchor is sort of fading out. I haven't really done much with the Anchor 2 platform, audio platform. And Audio 1, Anchor 1, I should say. I'm on there, and I like the conversation. It's a good platform. Anchor 1, as far as conversation, has all of them beat. But Bumpers and that program formerly known as Audioboo is about the same. So, but I wanted to mark this week's 10th year anniversary of LOTRO with an audio. And I want to say thank you for listening to my audio and all the audios that I put up prior to this here on this program, formerly known as Audioboo, as well as Bumpers. And if you're not doing audio, start doing it. Make that audio, folks. It's great. It's great fun to do, and I enjoy it. So I'm going to go ahead and post this up on that program formerly known as Audioboo now and echo it over there to Bumpers. So you all have a great one wherever you may be on this Thursday. The 27th of April. We're almost done with April. Wow. And live life, have fun, ciao for now, and as always, peace.